fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And I want to talk today, continue to talk about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Throughout this week, I've been talking about Corpus Christi, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate this past Sunday. Tomorrow, Friday, is going to be remembering the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And St. Margaret Mary Alacoque had a revelation of the heart of Jesus Christ, the Sacred Heart. You might have seen pictures, very, very famous pictures of the person of Jesus. And the center of the picture is his physical heart, is a physical heart that's right in the chest area there. I grew up in my home. My mom and dad had a beautiful picture right as you came in the door, the main door of our house. There was a big picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I know from my mother and my father, consecrating our home and our family to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was really important to them. And he just kind of grew up with it in my house. And the awareness, I remember as a little boy kind of staring at it and wondering about it. And it's a revelation of God's love. And that's what is revealed to us in the body of Christ in the Eucharist, is really the culmination, the total expression of the Father's personal love for each and every one of us. Because in that sacrifice, in that Eucharist, this is the place where we're united to the Father most perfectly. What God is after, friends, is not just commandments and rules. God gives us commandments because he wants us to know how to live. He wants to show us the way. And the commandments are all oriented to one thing, to love. But not the kind of romantic love or the worldly love that we see on television all the time in movies, but the love that was revealed to us on Calvary. In some way, Calvary is the definitive answer to the question, to so many questions, but one fundamental question: what is love? We all have a desire to love and to be loved. And as people, we talk about love all the time. We look for the love of our lives. We all hope we can find someone that will satisfy our desire and that we can love and that we can receive love from. Love's at the center of it all. Why? Because God is love. We're made by God for God. And that means we're made by love. We're made for love. But the great debate in our time is, what's love? What's love? Jesus Christ revealed love. He is love. He's the incarnation of love. And Calvary shows us the depth of love. Ironically, it looks like defeat, looks like humiliation, suffering, pain, torture, enslavement even. But it's just the opposite. On the cross of Christ, Jesus was truly and perfectly free. As Mary's son, Jesus of Nazareth, he's called, like each and every one of us are called, to give to our Creator, to give to God before everything else what belongs to God. It's a great little meditation. It's worth having. Find a quiet place. Go find a Eucharistic chapel. And pray this prayer of St. Francis. Simple little prayer. God, who are you and who am I? And ask God, what does it mean that I belong to you? I belong to you. My identity, my destiny, my purpose, everything is yours. To the world that sounds like slavery, Jesus reveals to us just the opposite. Hanging, bleeding, broken on a cross, Jesus Christ, behold the man, the freest, most loving human being that ever walked the face of the earth. And that act of love was total freedom. He wasn't enslaved to fear of death. He wasn't enslaved to the crowd. He wasn't enslaved to the opinions of men and a desire for safety. He was surrendered and dialed into the Father, his first love. And he revealed it to you and me forever. It's that first love that Jesus had, that radical surrender. It's what has saved us. So love has been revealed. And it's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that same Spirit who was with him, strengthening him and raised him from the dead, that's been poured out, St. Paul tells us, into each and every one of our hearts, those who have said yes to him, who repented and received the gift of baptism, who believe and said, Jesus, I confess with my lips that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. Jesus, I desire to be saved. I desire to live the way you lived. I want to be saved from my ego. I want to be saved from my fears. I want to be saved from the slavery to sin. I want to be saved from the opinions of men. I want to be saved from my own lusts and my boredom and my pride and my arrogance and all of that, my vanity. I want to be free. Paul tells us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Christianity is freedom. It's why? Because it's a new life in the Spirit. Yesterday and today, Paul talks, and the passages were given at Mass from 2 Corinthians. Wednesday, yesterday, was chapter 3, verses 4 through 11. And Paul talks about the confidence that he has in Christ and that he's been made qualified ministers of a new covenant, not of letter, but of the Spirit. The new covenant and the qualification that Paul has to proclaim the gospel, to form and teach others in it, the ministry the Lord has given to him, it's written not just in some religious leader gave him permission to do it, gave him a sheet of paper with their name on it. No, this comes from not the letter, not the law, but from the Spirit. Paul was commissioned by the Spirit. He was totally aware that he has a new life in the Spirit. He said, for the letter brings death, but the Spirit gives life. He's just echoing Jesus. Jesus said, the flesh is useless, but only the Spirit gives life. Here, Paul's reference to the letter could also be a reference to the law itself. Even the letter of the law, the Ten Commandments, the laws of the people of Israel cannot give life. Paul tells us at one point that the law which was given, which was meant for good, ends up condemning us because it shines a light on our heart and reveals that we don't actually live the law that we profess. The sin sickness in our heart, really, we know it deep down. I don't love the Lord God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love my neighbor as myself. And so that law, though it can point me in the right direction, it can't change my heart. It can't give me a new power and a new capacity to live a different way of life. It can't give me a new heart. This is partly what Paul is referring to here. The letter brings death, but the Spirit gives life. Jesus came to give us the Spirit of life, the Spirit which is the new law within us, transforming and changing our hearts and leading us to want to live for and in Jesus. And in that, fulfilling our destiny and our happiness. This is one of the most beautiful parts of the whole Christian vision of reality. Jesus is called to us to say, if you want to follow me, come and die. People say that I don't want to do that. I don't want to give up my time, my talent, my treasure. I don't want to give up my dreams and my ideas and my definition of reality. I don't want to give it up because I might be unhappy. What gets revealed there is that we don't trust the Lord and we don't see what he's calling us to. In order for you and me to live, for us to become, deep down in your heart, you have a longing for fulfillment. You have a longing for completion and completeness. You have a longing to live in peace and joy and a sense of utter, you might say, authenticity and wholeness and integrity. You long for that in your heart. The reason you long for it is you're made for it. The reason we feel divided and split inside, we rarely feel that depth of real peace and joy and surrender, is because we're divided because of the work of sin in us. Jesus has come to take away that sin and give us the new power that is the Holy Spirit that allows us now to live a different life. That's partly what Paul's referring to here. It's the Spirit that gives life. The Spirit gives us a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life. It's that same Spirit that doesn't just point us to the way of life. The Spirit is life, and we enter that life, or we're made capable of living in that life, because the Spirit comes to live in us. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit in baptism and confirmation. The Spirit is present within us as in a temple. And now we're literally connected to the life source. We're living in now, as Paul said yesterday, that we've been sealed with a down payment, an installment, a foretaste of the eternal promise of absolute freedom and life in the Holy Spirit. So it's already come to us. So Paul said, the key for us is to receive and live in the Holy Spirit and follow the lead of in the promptings of the Spirit. In today's reading, here on Thursday, he goes even a little bit deeper. He said, what the Spirit wants to do is lead us from one degree of glory to the next. Just read this second. He's from the Acts of the Apostles. Actually, this is Acts 11, yeah, following on the Corinthians readings, because the whole story of the Acts of the Apostles, really one page after another, is testimony to how the Holy Spirit was building the church and the transformation of lives of literally every character that's spoken about there in the Acts of the Apostles in the early church. Their lives are changed visibly from the inside out. They manifest gifts and powers that come from the Holy Spirit. The Acts of the Apostles is really the story of the Spirit, the story of the outpouring of the Spirit on all flesh, as Peter declares at the beginning of that story of the Acts of the Apostles, following on Jesus' words that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you shall be my witnesses. Now wait until you receive the Holy Spirit. And they do, and Peter boldly goes out. We've talked about it over the last few weeks. Peter boldly going out on the day of Pentecost and saying, friends, listen, you want to know what's happening here today? The amazing things that you're seeing, what's happening is the prophecy of Joel is fulfilled. That is what? God will pour out his Spirit on all flesh. And that's what we see in the Acts of the Apostles. On the rich and the poor, on the educated and the uneducated, men and women being brought from death to life and being forged into a community by the power of the Spirit, sharing a common love and a common life and a common mission with the person of Jesus Christ. They come alive, animated now by a new power and a new capacity, as I said, to live a different way of life. And today is a memorial of Barnabas, you know, the son of encouragement who became a follower and St. Paul's assistant in so many ways. And the last section here of this simple reading that we're given, I think it's from Acts 12, 1 through 3. It says, now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was also called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manion, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So what we see is a typical expression of the life of the early church. What were they? They gathered together, very different backgrounds. They were worshiping the Lord and fasting. That is, they were opening their hearts to God. They were communing together and worshiping. And the Holy Spirit comes where two or more are gathered. The Lord's present. He inhabits the praises of his people. And the Spirit gives them direction, empowers them, encourages them. That's what the Lord wants for us, for our parishes, for our lives, for our families. There's more there, friends. Let's open our hearts to it. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.